Mama Ape Swigo Menu, it's me, Conker.
It's me, Tyler.
And this is Bros Boy. We set up that we are going to dress like a professor today. Mm. Okay, yes. So we are going to, I really want to ask you what kind of professor you are.
Well, the dress code was not professor, was like
the
teacher.
The dress code was like a teacher.
It was teacher. So initially I came here with like a teacher, a tutor. So dress like appropriately, that would be fine. Like this is kind of, I don't know, to me, this sounds, this kind of looks like upper casual, but not formal.
So now, if you can go more into that character, what kind of course, what kind of course you teach?
Biology, film.
Film or biology? I will not take your class. I will not take your class. So my question is, you look at me like a professor. Which kind of class I teach? I feel too mood.
Mathematics?
Huh?
Mathematics.
Fuck you!
That was a genuine guess.
What the fuck, bro? No, fuck you, no. I never saw a mathematics guy dressed like this. With this view, with this...
Oh, I know. Okay. I don't know. Law school. Criminal justice 101.
Criminal.
Criminal justice.
Okay. I'm maybe not in that... I'm not in the mood, but I
accept. You're satisfied with the guest.
I'm satisfied. I feel in the mood about...
You call me a PE teacher. Literally like 5 minutes ago. Fuck you!
I'm in the mood that maybe I feel like I'm going to teach literature... or physics.
Okay.
Physics.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or sexology.
So everybody
in YouTube,
you want to get a class with Kongo the professor of criminal justice or Tyler the PE teacher, the PE substitute. Let us know in the comment section, yeah?
We are going to open one class, one personal class, but you need to pay that for anything is free.
Mm, talking about teacher-student relationship, you're right. Now, yeah, you're a student.
I'm a student.
Yeah, I want to know
and your
anything.
Teacher, maybe. But yeah, I'm a student, Chinese student now.
How's everything going with your, you know?
从现在我们要开始说中文啊。
Oh, you want to give it a try?
Yeah, okay. 可以啊,我可以介绍。
今天天气怎么样?
今天天气?
Oh, he understands, yeah, 今天天气
怎么了?屁的,被气了啊。
Who taught you that? Not me. Okay, so far on your Chinese learning journey, anything that you feel like, oh, this is really confusing? Or like, it just doesn't seem
bro,
to make
sense.
Oh, bro,
the Chinese is totally confused. To start with, is you really need to learn this hanzi, what it means.
Yeah.
And what
the
is
Chinese
the tone.
Character, yeah.
Yeah, the Chinese character, everything you need to learn. It's so difficult.
It is difficult. One of the biggest problems that non-Chinese, non-Mandarin speakers, they're facing is probably because Chinese, we have a lot of characters, but the grammatical structure is not too strict. So a lot of times it can mean several different things, even if you just simply change the order of it. Now, I am not like a linguistic, but I would say because we have a lot of characters, so even if you like misplace some, it would still be very easy to understand, but it would be very hard for people to try to construct that sentence. Let's say, for example, I am a plastic surgeon and you are a beautiful girl who wants to get your boobs done. Yeah, we have da. That means big.
Yeah, that.
Yeah. And 不一样 means different.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm the surgeon. I'm telling you, oh, if you get boob job, there will be certain outcomes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Certain results that you might get. One is it's going to be 一样不大. It means it's going to stay the same, not too much bigger. 一样不大. Because you were tiny right now, your boobs. After surgery, it's going to still be tiny. So that's the first option. But the second one is 大不一样. It means much different.
Bro, I'm complicated.
So, you see, like, if you simply change the order of the words, it would be really, really different. So, only with four words, you have four different combinations, and they all mean completely different. I think that's really hard, because it doesn't even involve in any grammar. It's just the different position of certain characters. I have a mini, mini, tiny challenge.
Yeah.
This is kind of like a...
Oh, yeah, welcome to the challenge. This episode, we have a lot of challenge.
We have a lot of challenges. Yes. Do you have one sentence that you have that you already know that you can just like... go like
yeah.
That?
Okay. Actually, it's, ¿qué rápido corren los carros rojos por el ferrocarril?
That sounds sexy.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Try with a deeper voice, the ASMR. Try it.
Qué rápido corren los carros rojos por el ferrocarril.
That's like kind of like the moment that makes me want to learn Spanish, but I know Spanish is like way too hard.
You have a one in Chinese. Oh, but I love that this kind of challenge, mini challenge in Chinese, because we have a one that si shi si shi si shi shi si si shi si si shi si shi si si shi shi si shi shi si si shi si. Fuck you, bro! I'm the best. Did you understand?
This is why we are now recruiting people who put on subtitles.
I am going crazy.
I can understand, but not everything.
It's not my correct pronunciation, right?
You're going the right direction, but how do I say it? The articulation is not very precise, but I can kind of guess what you're saying.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about you? You say that.
Say that, bitch.
You mean the Chinese one?
Okay, we can start with the Chinese one, because the Spanish one you can say. Qué rápido corren los carros rojos por el
ferrocarril. I don't even know what that means.
Just say that, the simple sentence. Qué rápido corren los carros rojos.
I can only like make the sound. How do you call that? The trill or the thrill?
No, R.
I don't know how to pronounce that. With the R sound. But I now can do this. But just that, I can't.
It's too different.
It's too different?
Yeah, it's too different.
It's too easy. It took me 2 weeks. Literally, every night I'm like, I'm doing this.
Because we call that the sound of the mosquito.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Or sound a little the car. Mm-hmm. But the car have a more.
Oh, yeah, that's like the hard part.
Mm-hmm. How say the mouth, the sound of the cat when he's super happy? Cat. When the cat is super happy, make a one sound.
I don't know. I don't have a cat. They do that?
Yeah, they do.
I thought they just meow. They're happy. Meow.
No, they have a...
No, they don't. Don't mess with me.
They do.
Okay.
Yeah.
They do... Like that?
No, they do. They in inside of the body when they are happy.
Okay. There's certain vibrations. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they have this vibration. Mm-hmm. Yeah, say that in Chinese. Say that.
You say first.
I can tell you in English for the people who speak English.
Okay.
The challenge is say 4 is 4, 14 is 14, 40 is 40, 40 is 40, 14 is 14, 4 is 4. Even in English, it's difficult.
Okay. 四十四十四四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十
faster, bro.
Okay.
Quickly.
四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四 pronounce it, we pronounce it very casually, like American, we're very lazy. So you can just like go in with that. It's like I have once recently I'm learning Korean, right? I'm not too good, but they have this like the evil the end level of tongue twister. And okay. I've been practicing it for like a few days now. I'm gonna go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah. This is basically like talking about chocolate chips. So there is this chocolate chip. He really wanted to move to another kingdom, another chocolate chip kingdom, but he's not from there. So another chocolate chip kingdom people said that, no, you are not welcome because you are not our chocolate chip. So basically, you hear a lot of chocolate chip. Yeah, it's choco chip.
Okay, I didn't understand anything, but I want to say just I want to listen.
Okay. But it's really long. Let me go ahead and give it a try. Yeah?
Okay.
Okay. 안 촉촉한 초코칩 나라에 살던 안 촉촉한 초코칩이 촉촉한 초코칩 나라에 촉촉한 초코칩을 보고 촉촉한 초코칩이 되고 싶어서 촉촉한 초코칩 나라에 가는데 촉촉한 초코칩 나라의 문지기가 넌 촉촉한 초코칩이 아니고 안 촉촉한 초코칩이 네가 안 촉촉한 초코칩이 나라에서 살아라고 해서 안 촉촉한 초코칩이 촉촉한 초코칩이 되는 것을 포기하고 안 촉촉한 초코칩으로 돌아갔다.
And choco cha choco.
That was impressive, right? I probably fucked up a few pronunciation or articulation, right, but yeah. I practiced for it.
Oh, that question I want to tell you. How sounds the Spanish for you? Because, you know, it's different. If it's different how you...
Yeah.
You know, I'm so really surprised because when I was in Peru, every time when I listen to Chinese, mm-hmm. it sounds like a... ding 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 ding.
Oh,
Chung Hai Han Yi,
no,
Ni
Hai.
Oh,
that was actually pretty good.
Yeah. We listen, we think is this, but how sound the Spanish
even
for
though
you?
It's even though it's gibberish, but you kind of like, you very, you really portray the...
But
like,
how sound the Spanish for you? I really want to... Because I'm surprised, I freak it out when my father-in-law told me that the Spanish sound like a...
Did I do
a...
Yeah!
I don't know. Wait, listen to Spanish for you like a... But for me, like this, uh-huh. listen to Hankuo, the Korean. Mm-hmm. But this is more Japanese.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Japanese sounds different because the anime, so like the girl is like... Konnichiwa. And then the guy was like,
yeah.
The sound
was
really different.
But nobody in Japan speaks like this.
Nobody's like, Learning languages, well, learning in general is actually quite fun as long as you like really know how to keep yourself entertained. And so I think the key is to be persistent, to really, you know, even if you don't feel like doing it, even if you hate like an obstacle, you try to overcome with it. Maybe certain pronunciation, like for the sound is really hard in Spanish, but well, hanging out with this guy, I kind of, you know, like still being able to learn one or two few vocabulary. And it's like, if you don't have to be like master of a certain language, but I think it would be fun and respectful if you travel and you visit to that country, at least you know gracias, something like that. Yeah, like they were like, oh,
this is really
the pronunciation
good.
Is terrible, but I thank you for your effort.
One of the points is you need to learn, find a way to learn. It's not just go to the class. It's not enough just go to the English mm-hmm. class or Spanish yeah. class. You need to be part of the culture and be part of the environment of the speaking that language.
Yeah.
So you need to start to listen more English, more Spanish song, Latin America song. Not too dirty song because in Latin America we have
a lot of Spanish.
Si te pido un beso, vendamelo. Yo estoy que está pensando. Yeah, no, not this kind. This kind more like a maybe.
Was that Despacito?
Yeah, it's Despacito.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So yeah, even in that title of the song, yeah, like you say, Despacito. Despacito is like a slowly, bro. Mm. Yeah, you can learn Spanish. So be part because when I really start to learn in English and Chinese is when I'm arrived to Taiwan because in Taiwan I can't speak any of that language. Here I learned.
You didn't speak any Chinese.
Any Chinese or any English. I come to Taiwan with
That's so brave.
Bro, I come to Taiwan with my English level A2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Basically, I can say, hi, my name is Enrique. That's all. And, oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, basically English, bro.
Yeah, but that's the two words that I can know. Mm-hmm.
It's not just only learning the language part. You're learning a whole culture.
Yeah.
And I think for me, because I speak English, Mandarin, Taiwanese, the Hokkien, and what else? I'm like tiny bit broken Korean. And I would say I kind of developed different personality. And I was wondering, do you sound or act, behave in a slightly different way when you speak in different languages? Because I do.
But you develop different personality.
I do. And
how is your personality when you speak Hakka?
Just the fuck. I actually sound like a gangster. Yeah, because really? I'm from Tainan, and I was brought up, you know, like for the Taiwanese from my grandpa and grandma, and they talk like really local. So when I speak in Taiwanese, I do sound kind of like a gangster. Yeah, but when I speak in Mandarin,
you look like a really kawaii.
I would say I'm more stable, more calm. But when I speak in English,
the pitch goes
higher. The pitch go higher and I tend to be more bubbly, and I would say it also has a lot to do with me getting the education, like higher education in the United States. So a lot of like fancy big words, or to really sparkle my critical thinking way, uh-huh. I was being taught like at that time in English. So actually it's really hard for me because up until like I would say I'm fluent in Mandarin, but those like deeper meaning words, like the big word, fancy words, I learned that when I was in the States. So when I'm trying to have a deeper conversation or to like self-reflect, I tend to think in English, even though I'm not perfect in English, but The Mandarin part is more like everyday conversation, daily, like, hi, how are you? Have you eaten something yet? And for the Korean, I'm learning it. So sometimes when I listen to you and I want to just like respond in Korean, and it's like, it's really messing me up right now. But in Korean, because they have three or two different types of way of saying things. The one is like extremely polite, and the other one is casual but polite, and the other one is to someone younger than you. So mm-hmm. it's like, it can appear a bit rude, disrespectful, because you don't have to be polite to people younger than you. Well, not you don't have to, but people generally don't. So I tend to sound very polite in Korean, and I sound almost like a baby because with very little vocabulary, I sound very innocent, I would say. Yeah, so I tend to have different personality when it comes to, and I think that's kind of fun. Yeah,
like you say, we develop different personality. Let me just let you present the new section like a Thomas Shelby. You didn't expect that. Present like a Thomas Shelby. How to present Thomas Shelby, the Bros Born React?
Thomas Shelby, by the order of what?
No,
I can't.
Everybody, ladies and gentlemen,
we ask you, what is the word that you think that's hardest to pronounce in English, Mandarin, or even Spanish?
Okay, and that is going to be part of the Bros Born React. 我想应该是 I coño.
Okay, what does that mean?
Actually, if you say I coño, it's like a just, oh shit. It sounds like, oh shit. But if you say coño, it's like a nito cookie.
What? Okay.
Yeah.
So can you say it?
I say it.
No, I'm like in the exaggerated version of it.
No, because that is not Peruvian. That's more like a Venezuela, Colombia, or...
Oh, yeah. Because quite a lot of different countries, they...
This is a slant.
I see.
Coño de la madre. That's so Venezuela.
Do you agree that when you learn in a language, learning their dirty bat word, cursing word...
It's the first things that you... Not because you want to learn, it's because the society teach you. My friends told me the first semester that I arrived to Taiwan, I arrived to my class in Wenzhou, they tell me, oh, you need to say canilla,
petilla. Oh my God. This one is the English. You want to go ahead and give it a try?
Okay, speak faster. It's literally.
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 I say literally.
But this one is really high if you speak faster. Literally. Literally. Literally.
Literally. Literally. Literally.
Oh, and yeah, I think this is kind of like the very, very, it's very hard for
you. The
TH sound is really, really hard.
But sometimes it's like a D, sometimes it's like
a D. Yeah, sometimes, but when it's being pronounced as like the tone in between your teeth, like
no, but this, really have a, this is the pain, because it is, for example, thought. Mm-hmm. You need to pronounce that T in the H, thought.
Yeah.
But when it's da, it's the. When it's what the fuck. It's like I told you, like a what the fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that sound more like a D, what the fuck.
What the fuck.
But what you don't say, fuck. What the fuck.
Yeah, sometimes.
But in thought.
Uh-huh. But generally, like 80% of the TH would have to pronounce it with the sound. But Taiwanese, we say the S sound. We say think. I think something.
You think?
Yeah, I think. You know this girl? Ethel. You know the name Ethel? It's a girl's name, and it's being pronounced as Ethel. You want to go ahead and...
Ethel.
Ethel. Oh, yeah, that's perfect. Ethel. And in Chinese speaking, right, this girl Ethel. Came to... This girl, I think... She went to Hong Kong or some places, and then she went into a dim sum restaurant, and she had like the reservation. Yeah, so she had the phone number and everything, and then the Chinese, the Chinese lady order for Ethel, order for Ethel. Did you mean Ethel? I'm Ethel. I'm not Ethel. Like, yeah, okay, you Ethel. Yeah, here to Ethel.
I love this.
Ooh,
my wife.
Whoa, okay, you want to go ahead and give it a try? This one from your wife?
Actually, when she told me like I pronounce that, I say chur.
That's the problem, because English, a lot of words, it's not very phonetically aligned with like they taught us like, okay, you need to pronounce this as this, but then in a whole sentence or like in it's being formed as a vocabulary, it doesn't pronounce like that.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. English,
it is. How is the correct pronunciation?
I think it's choir.
Choir. Think, yeah, I remember. I don't remember.
It kind of looks like chore, right?
But yeah, but you know, in Spanish, it's coro.
Coro.
Yeah, the meaning is the choir of the church, right?
Uh-huh.
But we say like the church. El coro de la iglesia. Coro.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Quite church.
This one, I think this is one of the hardest ones. I gotta say, I practice it, but I still can.
Yeah, we practice. Oh, you want to say first?
No, you go first.
Okay, my first try. Okay, otorhinolaryngologist.
you start in English and then you end it with Spanish.
Okay, the last try, three times. Otorhinolaryngologist.
Oh, that's not bad.
Bro.
Yeah. Okay, my turn. Otorhinolaryngologist. It's not bad, right?
Yeah, it's more
at
close
the,
than
at
me.
At the end of it, it's kind of like it going so
on. Debido.
Otorhinolaryngologist.
Otorhinolaryngologist. If I listen that, I can pronounce. But if I read that, no, I can't.
So I'm going to ask you what you do, and then you on this occupation. Okay. Hi. What do you do for a living?
You sit here?
Mm-hmm.
That's. You sit here? That's.
I don't even pronounce it, but this is what I do.
What are you doing for a living?
I'm an otorhinolaryngologist. I have this one.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Not bad. I'm going to go and give it a try. And this word, if you use Google Translate, it doesn't make sense. It means like super California, something. It doesn't really make sense. Okay. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Ooh, that's not bad, right? You just don't think about it and then just let it out and it'll be much easier. Well, that's all. Yeah, that's kind of fun, yeah.
I think I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed this
episode.
It's
kind of cute and all.
Actually, it was our maybe a little more unexpectable.
Mm-hmm.
Unexpectable.
Everybody, if you're learning, please don't give up. You might, bump into some difficulties, but we got you, bro.
Yeah.
We got you, sis. Break the language barrier. Start by, learning a little bit. Yeah, little by little. And I think it's really important that even though you might have certain... it might be hard for you to pronounce certain word or the action... No, not action. See, I just made a mistake. Accents of it. Wow, look at this guy. Accent is sexy. Yeah? Don't ever let someone stop you, or if someone trying to make fun of you with your accents, fuck them. Yeah? You have a beautiful accent. Okay, so just keep on learning.
You're not fucking gay.
I'm always gay for you, bro. I think that's pretty much it, yeah.
That's all for today. Thanks for watching this. We didn't close the Bros Bone React, but,
but that's okay.
We can close everything now. We can be efficiently close everything. So thanks for watching this new episode. I don't know. I love this episode. Thanks, everybody. That's all for today. Don't forget to subscribe, to share this video with your whole friends, to share our reels, to go and follow us in our official Instagram, Bros Bone in Instagram, and what's more?
Don't forget to activate that little bell. Yes.
Yeah. See you next time. That's all for today. It's me, Concor.
It's me, Tyler.
And this is Bros Bone.
Bye-bye.
Studio 307，灯光美，气氛加使用的设备都还超级顶级。不管你是 Pro 级的专业人士，想要自己来试试看，或者是新手菜鸟需要人家引导讲解，台南的朋友想要当 Podcaster 吗？赶快过来，赶快试试看这里 Studio 307，很赞。